صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
Still continue our golden classes, alhamdulillah, and all the classes which we spoke before. When you go to our website, masjidmanhattan.com, inshallah ta'ala, you will find all the classes, inshallah, even the Zoom class, which we give it in the weekend. A lot of brothers from here, they participate with us in the class, inshallah. Be with us, inshallah, to learn, because Allah will ask us about our deen. Allah will ask about the knowledge. Every Muslim is not an option. We are obligated to collect the knowledge, because you will be asked in the grave. The angel will ask, what did you learn? Knowledge is very important. Why knowledge is very important? Because it protect us from the ignorance, protect all of us from the mistakes and the wrong in this life. If you could imagine without knowledge, you don't know what's the halal and haram. People until today, when we look, we don't like to make a fitna, but when we look at the people, they don't know how they pray. Trust me, brother. Not all of them. Some people, when they pray, when we look at them, we see actually they don't know how they pray. So knowledge is very important to save us, inshallah. Very important. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم والذين أوتوا العلم درجات. Allah excelled in the degree those who believed from among you. والذين أوتوا العلم, and those who are granted in knowledge, درجات. Not only one درجة, شيخ محمد. Not only one degree. درجات. Degrees. They ask the Prophet ﷺ, how big this degree is? Say, each degree is like the gap between the heaven and earth. Knowledge is very important, inshaAllah ta'ala. We spoke last, exactly 2 days ago, about Bulqais. When she came to Sulaiman alayhi salam, because he ordered her to come and see him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she saw her palace in the front of her. After Sulaiman alayhi salam, he ordered his administration to change a little bit in the place to see if she will recognize her palace or not. But in the end, she said, I think that is the one. Hi, alhamdulillah. But when she liked to enter her palace, she thought there is a body of water. And indeed, wasn't a body of water. It was actually qawarir. Qawarir, that means a smoothie glass. So the smoothie glass is always actually when you came from far and you tried, you thought this is the water. Because it's a smoothie glass. And what she did? She uncovered her shin. She has a dress. And that to show you, even the woman exactly before the Islam, he used to actually cover themselves. Today we have minijib. And we have so and so woman dress, and they leave their shin uncovered, and they thought, and some of them, I saw them here, they come to pray like this with the uncovered shin. We have to tell the sister, I'm sorry, this is not from me, your salah is invalid. The ulama make ikhtilaf, they are fighting together. If the woman she pray and she leave her healing uncovered, her salah is accepted or not. The heel. But today, subhanallah, wa la hawla la quwwata illa billah, we don't know when I speak about this. But we ask Allah to guide us, inshallah, and to guide our woman, inshallah ta'ala. So what is the story is? She said a word in the end of the Surah An-Naml, Surah number 27, ayah number 44, we stop in the end of the ayah number 44 of Surah An-Naml, the end, Surah number 27. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was sitting in the front of her palace when she came. Right? And what happened after that? When she saw that actually that is the water, seems like a water, she uncovered her shin. Then after that, Sulayidna Sulaiman said, is not a body of water. It is qawarir. Qawarir. Qawarir is mean smoothie glass. But she uncovered it. When she saw Sulaiman is very knowledgeable and he has a great kingdom and he is stronger more than her and he is wisdom and he is a, she found the sign of prophethood. She figured that he is a prophet. Then when she figured with the prophet is a prophet, indeed is a prophet. قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي وأسلمت مع سليمان لله رب العالمين. She said, "Oh my Lord, I was wrong in myself. I wronged myself. What's the meaning of wronged? What kind of sins? Bigger sins." She commit associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the biggest ظلم. Remember Surah Luqman. Luqman, when he advised his son that from the children, from the follower of Musa alayhi salam, what did he say? Luqman, what did he told? قال لقمان لبني وهو يعظه. He told his son while he was advising him, يا بني لا تشرك بالله. Oh my son, do not associate any partner with Allah. إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Indeed, the shirk is a great sin. Allah provide you. Allah give you everything. Allah give you health. Give you children. Give you everything. It's enough that you sleep in the night. Sleeping is a bit. Some people, they cannot sleep in the night. Some people, they are sick. They cannot sleep in the night. But to Allah blessing you and to sleep, blessing you to open your mouth and eat. What's more than that? And then while you do that, all these provisions in health, provision, everything, the associate partner was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you ask them, why you don't worship your Lord who creating you, say, "He did not create me." So who creating you? I came from bacteria. I came from bacteria. But who creating the bacteria? Subhanallah. Anyway, ask Allah to guide all our people and our people and the people here in the United States, inshallah ta'ala, and everywhere. So she convinced that she wronged herself. And she said, وَأَسْلَمْتُ, I submit myself with the Sulaiman, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, to the Lord of the whole entire world. She submit herself. So this is a big blessing from Allah if Allah opened the heart of the people and they submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be the Muslim. Because inna ad-deena 'inda Allah al-Islam. The only religion accepted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam. Let them enjoy whatever they enjoy in this life. Aye. Sulaiman, when he saw her, she uncovered her shin. She raised up her clothes and her legs become showing. So what did he do? He loved her, but he did not like to marry her because her hair, the hair in the leg was too much hair. She was a kind of woman, she has a hairy shin. You might find sometimes a Sheikh Nassar, a woman, all the time, sometimes they have a lot of hair. And the man originally, a Sheikh Fadlullah, the man, he loved the woman to be clean. He loved the woman to be shiny. But this Bulqais, she's the kind of woman, because Islam came to purify the woman, upgrading her, make her actually to clean all the hair in the body. For male and male, female. But there is a certain area Muslim should clean all the time. Underarm. Trim your mustache. Don't leave your mustache to cover your lips. Don't be like the Jew. And could you imagine when they drink the milk, what's going to happen? Subhanallah. To clean around your private parts. This is necessity in Islam. This is from fitrah. Nature, which Allah creating all of us. So the woman, she must clean as herself taught to her husband, not to be like the disbelievers. And you find the man, subhanallah, in a subway in the summertime, Sheikh Muhammad, and he has like undershirt and he raised his hand like this, both arms, and you find 5 kilo here, here, and 5 kilo on the other side. And he is exactly feel like very good. You never know what's gonna do. So you find it smelling. Islam came to clean all of us. That's in the nature for the Muslim. Do not do like them. So Sulaiman, when he found that exactly the shin, her legs full of hair, he disliked hair. Right away, actually, the shayateen, who knows the shayateen, they are the disbeliever of the jinn. Those who have been controlled by Sulaiman alayhi salam, they build the tannur. They build something for her, and she took this, and she shaved exactly her shin. Then Sulaiman, he married her, and she became one of his wife. So Bulqais, the queen of Sheba, Bulqais, she became a Muslim. He married her after she became a Muslim, because the Muslims are not, even from the time of Adam, Muslims are not allowed to marry mushrik woman, those who associated partner with Allah. Because Islam came to beautify the person from shirk, from me, so and so. Subhanallah. Allah, I saw, I used to have one of the Hindus with me in the office while I was working at Sheikh Muhammad. Wallahi, he come out from bathroom, he did not clean his exactly his hand. He did not clean his hand. And he just came from it, the toilet. And there is no water in the bathroom in the office shop. Right, Sheikh? There is no office. There's no water to clean yourself in the bathroom, in the office shop. Or you have it, Sheikh Nassar? I'm talking about in the toilet, Sheikh. In the toilet to clean yourself. They leave only the paper towels.
Yeah.
Right?
But you can, you know,
soak
the paper towel.
Yes, you can do that. That's you.
I do that.
But for them, but they don't do that.
Yeah, you know.
Subhanallah.
Wipe the feet.
Barakallah feek. Jazakumullah khair.
Yeah.
هذا فضل الله عز وجل. Then after that, when he married her, Sulaiman married Bulqais, the queen of Sheba, Yemen. He married her and he accepted her. He sent her again to be the queen of her palace again in Yemen. She come back to Yemen and he used to visit her every month, 3 days. And that is subhanallah, 3 days to stay with her for 3 days, Sulaiman alayhi salam. Right? And then her kingdom became finished when Sulaiman died. When Sayyidina Sulaiman died, her kingdom also was demolished, and the queen of Sheba, or the kingdom of Sheba, exactly was destroyed completely when he died. Right? While he was house Sulaiman, he was leading his kingdom. He became Malik, king, at the age of 13 years old. And he got inheritance from his father, the ilm, the knowledge, number one. Al-ulama, all the time, warathatul anbiya. The scholars are the inheritors of the anbiya, the prophets. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم نحن معشر الأنبياء لا نورث درهما ولا دينارا. We are a group of prophets. We don't inherit to our children any dollar, dinar, or any currency that time. What you inherit them? Inherit them what? The علم, the knowledge. ووارث سليمان داود. سليمان, he received the inheritance. Dawood, he was what? Number one, the knowledge. Judgment. He became a judge like his father. So he took over 13 years old. And he remained until 53. He died in the age of 53. He died in the age. How many wives he married? Children of Israel here, those who look for the skeleton of Sulaiman under the Aqsa Masjid. And there is no any proof, even from the scientists. There is no any skeleton of Sulaiman under the Aqsa Masjid. Nothing. They try actually to demolish. And in the end of this life, the Aqsa Masjid will be demolished. by them, and then the war will start between the Muslim and them. So Sayyidina Sulaiman, how many women? They said in the seerah from Rasulullah Sallam, 700 women. Sheikh Nassar, when the Muslim today marry second wife, the whole entire world, look at this. Okay, better to marry second wife or to go commit zina. I don't understand this. Better or to have illegal sexual intercourse. Most of the people who married, they have accepted those who are, we don't accusing the people. We're respecting all people. But Allah knows about them. But most of them, there's nothing wrong if I go with my girlfriend. Or the woman, married woman, to go with the boyfriend. There's nothing wrong in their Sharia. Because Jesus Christ will forgive all your sins. Just to believe in Him. He will forgive all your sins. So, he died in the age of 53 years, and after he has a great kingdom. But subhanallah, no matter what you have in a kingdom or you own anything, it will be finished. Well, Allah Azza wa Jal, who al Malik, the king of all kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is returning back to Him. Everything belongs to Him. Subhanallah. No matter what, you are in power in this life. For sure, one day, actually, you will be got out from this life with empty hand. Subhanallah. I found actually a man, righteous man. He said he gave like a will to his own family. He said, when you send me to the grave, take my two arm, open it like this from the box to tell the people, here I am. I got nothing from this dunya. Empty hand. So we don't have to fight too much in this life to make money and money. Yes, we love the money. But don't ever make the money to corrupt your hearts. You pray all the time, Sheikh Fadl. So all the time, oh Allah, make the money and the property in my hand and not to make it in my heart. Because if it's come in your heart, it will corrupt. It could exactly corrupt your heart completely. Make the money in your hand all the time. You lost it, I lost it. Alhamdulillah. Allah written for me to lose it. Do not be sad, because it's written by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, inshallah ta'ala in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she said, Bulqais, Rabbi, indeed I wronged myself, ya Allah, with shirk. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَظُّلْمُ ظُلُمَاتِ. Oppression are different kind. اتَّقُوا سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمُبِيقَاتِ. The Prophet ﷺ told us, where is the disease is. Be aware of seven kind of mubiqat, ay muhlikat, destructions. Seven destruction. Destroy any kind of human being. Ashirku billah, to associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wasihr, magicians. Some Muslim until today, they go to magician to read the cups. You drink the coffee, let me see, you have, and you go to the woman, Dajjala. And she told her, and she looked to the coffee, Sheikh Nassar, and she said, you have a long road, you're going to go to so and so, you're going to gain so, a liar. Nobody knows the unseen except Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ya'lamu al-ghaybi illa Allah. Nobody knows the unseen except Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are Dajjal. Magician, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as-sahiru kathir, ka'al-kafir. The magicist are kafir. They are kafir. Disbelieve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this, they ask help from the jinn. وَلِعَوْزُ بِاللَّهِ والسح. Number three, وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ بِالْحَقِّ. To kill such a soul which Allah has forbidden. I'm not allowed to go and kill the people. That's why the people that said, oh, Muslim, so we are not. Islam is not to kill the innocent people, Muslim or non-Muslim. Haram in Islam. وقتل النفس. قتل النفس. Number four. What is the zulm? What is the oppression more than that? طيب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said exactly, وَآكِلُوا الْرِبَى. The one who dealing with riba, the interest. Haram in Islam to deal with the interest. That's the big sins in Islam. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لدرهم من ربا. One currency, dirham, that the currency that time, يأكله الله عبد ويعلم people deal with it and he knows that it's riba. أكبر من أن يزن الرجل بأمه في الحرم, bigger than the man who dealing with riba, the one who dealing with riba, bigger than he commits zina with his mother inside the haram sharif. And another narration, more than 36, I did not, when I came to this masjid 15 years ago, I spoke about the riba, people got mad from me because they carry this on their head and they don't want to leave it. وَآكِلُ مَالِ الْيَتِيمِ, the one who swallow the money of yatim. The father die, come here, my grandson. Take care about your children. And that is the money I leave it for all of you. What did he do? He married a woman. He told him, what, you are stupid? Exactly, you have this money, why you save it in a bank? Go and invest it for them, invest it for them. He go and invest it for them, the 10,000, he make it million. Then when he make the million, his wife, she told him, you are the one working hard. This is the money belong to you. They did not work, this orphan, they did not work for it. You are the one, you work. This money is yours. He swallow the money of the yatim. أكل مال اليتيم. Now next one, وقصف المحصنات الغافلات, accusing the chaste woman, the chaste, the pure chaste woman. See this woman, man, I walking with her one day, I take her and I did so and so and so and so. This woman, she looks like she's a prostitute. This woman, she looked like so and so. How do you know? Accusing the woman, Allah send the Surah An-Nura, Sheikh Nassar, to free Aisha from the story of the Salander. Is that right or not? When the people in Medina accusing Aisha with zina, they believe Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of the hypocrites, when he saw her came in the morning, actually with Safwan ibn Mu'attil, one of the Sahaba, and he pulled out her camel, said, where is the wife of your friend they came from? Where she spent her night? Because the Prophet, he left her, actually after a battle war, they thought she was inside the box over the camel. But indeed she wasn't. It's a big story. We can tell you one day about it, inshallah. And who? Some of the Sahaba in Medina believed Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. That Aisha, she committed zina. She spent her night with Safwan ibn Mu'attil. And the Prophet, he left him all the time in the back of the army to collect all the, if somebody forget something or something like this. So he saw Aisha by herself. Aisha, she swear Allah, he did not even speak one word with me, but he got his camel and he offered it for me, and then he pulled out exactly without speaking with her one single word. But they're accusing her. So when you're accusing the Muslim woman in Islam, that's big sins, big zulm. Number 7, والتولي يوم الزحف, when you meet the enemy in the battlefield. Some people, they escape from the battlefield. They said, what I'm going to do with these people? These people are strong. This is the sins. We continue, inshallah ta'ala, 5 minutes?
2 minutes.
Okay. We continue, inshallah ta'ala. We still, we're going to speak about the zulm. Yeah. Because Bulqais, she said, indeed, my Lord, I was wrong in myself. Let we see what's mean wrong in yourself. We're going to have a lot of ayat to speak about it this in the next class, inshallah. Thursday, inshallah. We'll continue our class because Tuesday. Quran is not to read it and translation. We need to practice it.
Tuesday, right? Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday.
No. Next one will be next Tuesday.
What happened to Thursday?
Today's a Thursday.
Subhanallah, ya Allah. La hawla illa billah. Subhanallah. Jazakallah khair. Today's Thursday. Sometime actually when I don't work, I'm retiree, Sheikh Mustafa, like you. I don't know which day is, subhanAllah. Except Friday, I know about this.
What is the Friday?
Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to clear our heart from the zulm. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all our sins. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us love each other for the cause of Allah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to granting all of us in knowledge and to be safe in this life, inshallah, our us and all Muslims, inshallah, and everywhere. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a good end. And before we die, to accept our tawbah, ya Allah. We are testified that we are a sinner, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. and granting us in knowledge, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.